Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Welcome back to the new Channel Q. I'm Jay Rodriguez and Michaela Gordon. I want to give a special shout out to New York City listening on Alt 92.3 HD3. This next story you might want to pay some special close attention to. Now, I have a friend of mine who's a fellow performer here in Los Angeles, but gets around the world. He's an actor, writer, you name it, he does it. Even musician as well. He's got a great new show called Magic 8 Ball, My Life with Asperger's. Please welcome to the show, George Steves. Welcome. Uh-oh, we got to turn your mics on.
Good there morning,
we go.
Honey.
There we go.
Good
again.
Morning.
So talk to me a little bit about the shape of what, because I know that people might know what Asperger's is, and it's on the autism spectrum, but can you explain for people who maybe don't really know exactly what that is, how you define it?
There is a definition. Let's see if I still have it committed to memory, because it's in my show. It's... Asperger's syndrome is a mild form of autism characterized by higher than average intellectual ability coupled with impaired social skills and restrictive, repetitive patterns of interests and activities.
That's so interesting. I love that you said that. I have a personal story with Asperger's because my brother was diagnosed autistic when he was born, and it turns out now he's 27 and he just has high functioning Asperger's. He's married with children. You would never know. So it is very different than being autistic, right?
Absolutely. And I was diagnosed later than birth. I was actually diagnosed when I was 11 in 2000, because when you're a child of the 90s in rural Virginia,
right,
you might as well be an alien.
Yeah. Sure.
And one of my jokes in the show is I had Asperger's before it was trendy.
Right.
Yes, I love that.
So when you were coming up, how was socializing? Because I know that part of it is you struggle, but I've known you to be a very social person. So you've found ways to work through it. And I would imagine through your art as well.
Well, if I'm out in a club or a bar, alcohol definitely helps.
Because
that'll just calm the nerves of the big crowds, because it's easy to get overwhelmed by that. So alcohol definitely helps. And I became an actor because if it wasn't for film and television, I wouldn't be talking.
Right.
Because there was a period in my life where I wasn't talking, but I could repeat things. So my parents were showing me all these Disney movies. This makes a great story. When I was 3 years old, you could ask me any question under the sun. How was my day? Anything. And all I could say was Cinderella, Snow White, Sleeping Beauty.
Wow.
That's all I had. And I tell it to people, like, and your parents didn't know you were gay then?
That's so interesting. And then when did you start speaking?
Let's see. It was around 4 when I finally started to do complete sentences. And but yeah, there was a period where all I could do was repeat things. I even have this moment that I reenact in the show where my mom was a big fan of the soap opera All My Children.
Oh, I love All My Children.
So the opening credits had the book that would open with the pictures.
Yeah,
and
my
mom would teach me all of the characters' names and I would just repeat them back.
That's funny.
And then I always got excited for Susan Lucci's big epic picture at the end. So I
always
be like, Erica!
How were your family when you came out to them?
Well, here's the funny thing. Only my mother knows.
Oh, well,
I had a really late coming out story. I didn't fall in love with my first guy till I was 27. I identify as more queer because I was initially attracted to women, and it never felt wrong when I was attracted to women. I go for a personality first above all else.
Sure. Right.
But when my dad and my brother and his husband see the show.
Oh, got it.
I don't know how my brother's going to react. I wonder if he's going to be like, why didn't you talk about it with me? Mm-hmm. But it'll just be like, you know, I feel like everybody should go through their own individual journey with this. And I didn't want to call and ask for notes.
Sure.
Or...
So did you see my dad, my brother, and his husband? So your brother is also gay.
Yeah.
And did that, I feel like in most situations that would make it very easy to come out, sort of because it's already in the family. But is it just something that you wanted to keep for yourself until the time was right?
My sexuality is a little more gray area than gay or straight. So I don't know. I don't know if my father's going to understand it because my dad's 74 years old.
Right.
And you know,
no, but I love that you go by queer. And let's tie this into the Magic 8 Ball show, your life with Asperger's. How did it come to be? Who were you inspired by? And what can people expect when they go to see the show?
Well, I started developing it in 2016 because I was actually watching an episode of Oprah's Masterclass with Whoopi Goldberg. And Whoopi was talking about how she just wanted to work as an actor and she wasn't having any luck getting any jobs. So she put together a one-woman show with all of her characters, and that's what began her career.
Wow.
And so I was studying at the Groundlings at the time, an improv school right up the street at Melrose.
So smart you did that. Some of the biggest comedic improvisational actors in the world went there.
And I was in love with Bridesmaids, which I reference in the show, and that's a movie that inspired me to go and study there because
I love
that movie so much.
Yeah.
And so I started developing the show with all these little sketch characters that I was developing at the Groundlings. But then when I was taking it around to different people, this one guy named Mark, who I ended up not working with because he wanted to charge like $4,000 or $5,000 to develop the show with me, and I don't have that kind of money.
Sure.
But he stopped me in the middle of me. He's like, wait a minute, you have Asperger's? Forget your Growling sketch characters. That's your one-man show. That's a show that people are going to want to see. That's a show that's going to connect you with your audience. And so I didn't work with him, but I took the title and I took the idea and I ran with it. And I'm also a recording artist. I have music on iTunes. Feel free to check it out.
Yeah, we linked you on our social media. You can go to mine and you can see George's links there. Now, it's going to be playing, it's making its New York City premiere, but
yes.
It's already won a bunch of awards already.
Yeah, I did it at the 2017 Hollywood Fringe for its debut, and out of over 300 shows, it's won 3 awards.
Wow.
I took it to North Hollywood Fringe, where you were the prior year doing Wine and Cellar, and it won its 4th award for Best One-Person Show Comedy. And then the biggest accomplishment, I'd say, is I took it to Edinburgh Fringe last summer, the biggest theater festival in the world, 3,700 shows.
Wow.
And it was chosen. It was one of the few hundred chosen as a pick of the Fringe.
Wow.
That's huge.
Well, New York City, George is coming your way on May 28th with a one-night-only engagement at the Crane Theater, which is on 85th Street, across from being 4th Street. Fourth Street. My correction is 85 is the number on East 4th Street in Manhattan. Theaters are really reasonable, $15 to $20, and you can purchase them by visiting horsetrade.info, and we'll put the link on our website as well. So I would imagine that you get a lot of people talking to you after the show about, like, I didn't even know that Michaela's brother was on the spectrum as well. Do you find that people... the show kind of gives them impetus to have a conversation with you after that's different than the average actor?
Oh, absolutely. My biggest hit is mothers of children on the spectrum. I did the show in Thousand Oaks at Hillcrest Center for the Arts last spring, and I had a mother come up to me sobbing, going, my son is 30 years old. He has Asperger's. You told his story. Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh.
And it's just, it's a great lesson in the power of art. And how art can really make an impact and save people's lives and reach people. So, and I've definitely met other people on the spectrum. This one woman in Edinburgh sent me a private message on Facebook afterwards saying, thank you so much for talking about what you talk about at the end of the show, because I'm also a queer Aspie.
Is that what they call it?
I'm using that term. It's a great term.
I love it.
Queer Aspie.
Yeah, I think it's important. You know, I will say, just because of my own personal experience, also my brother did not speak until he was 5 years old. And you do wonder, is this going to be his life? Will he be able to carry a regular life? You know, the day he got married, I think we were sobbing more because we were just so happy that he was able to find a life. And I think that's the beautiful message you share within your story, that it doesn't hold you back. You can have anything you want, be anything you want. What is the main takeaway that you want people to take from watching your show?
Well, my elevator pitch is, in 1 hour, you're going to laugh, you're going to cry, and you're going to learn so much about Asperger's. It's only 1 hour, and I take you on a journey from start to finish.
I love it. George Steves, thank you so much for coming in with us on The Morning Beat.
Thank you.
If you want to get tickets for his show, Magic 8-Ball, My Life with Asperger's, all you have to do is visit horsetrade.info, and that's going to be playing on May 28th at the Crane Theater in New York City. Thank you, George. We'll see you
soon.
Thank you.
Thank you, George. Thank you. We'll be right back with a new Channel Q on your radio and radio.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.